mathematical knowledge, scientific understanding, and philosophical traditions developed since ancient Greece risked extinction. In this atmosphere of decay, spiritual life became equally chaotic. Christianity had become the empire's official religion, but its institutional structure was weakest precisely where now it was needed the most, in rural areas and small communities. Outside major cities, organized religious structures barely existed. Christian beliefs mingled with persistent pagan practices in a confusing spiritual landscape. Many rural communities continued ancient traditions of nature worship. Others embraced Christianity, but with limited theological understanding. Without consistent guidance, spiritual life became a patchwork of beliefs, mirroring the broader fragmentation of society. A profound question hung over this disintegrating world. What solution could possibly emerge from such a comprehensive chaos? How could knowledge survive when institutions designed to protect it were vanishing? What force could hold together the fragments of a shattered civilization? The answer would come from an unexpected source. Not from remaining political powers or wealthy elites, but from a young man born into a noble family in Nursia, who would eventually turn away from the traditional path set before him.